From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Trump administration will miss Tuesday's court-ordered deadline to reunite immigrant toddlers taken from their parents when they illegally crossed into the United States. By the end of Tuesday, no more than 50 of the 75 children 5 years old and younger who are deemed eligible for reunification will be handed over to their parents. Government attorneys filed a report in federal court in San Diego Tuesday, arguing that the administration is complying with the court's order, but it said legitimate logistical impediments are rendering timely compliance impossible or excusable. Now that the 12 boys and their soccer coach have been rescued from a cave in Thailand, the recovery begins. The Associated Press's Ed Donahue reports.
Thailand's Navy SEALs posted on Twitter, "We are not sure if this is a miracle, a science, or what." The boys were trapped in that cave for 18 days. Dr. Allison Tothy at the University of Chicago's Children's Hospital is not too worried about them physically.
These were kids that play sports, so presumably they were pretty healthy.
She is concerned about the mental aspects of this ordeal.
PTSD, post-traumatic events, anything from nightmares to being separated from their family.
It could be at least a week before the boys can be released from the hospital. I'm Ed Donahue.
Two of the 12 boys have lung infections, but officials say all of them are generally healthy and in good spirits. The boys are being quarantined from family members to prevent them from passing an infection, and as you heard, they will likely be in the hospital for at least a week. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department announced on Tuesday that the Al-Ashtar Brigades, a Bahraini Shiite militant organization with ties to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, has been identified as a specially designated global terrorist organization by the United States. The U.S. accused the group of enhancing Iran's agenda in the Gulf region and working to overthrow the U.S.-backed government of Bahrain. A suspected suicide bombing at an election rally Tuesday night in northwestern Pakistan killed at least 14 people, including a provincial assembly candidate. 45 others were wounded. Investigators looking into the nerve agent poisoning of an English couple have a new lead. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The authorities have broadened their investigation into the poisoning of an English couple, locating a car in a third community in southwestern England. Police seized the vehicle in the large town of Swindon as part of their probe into the death of Dawn Sturgis, who's exposed to Novichok, a military-grade nerve agent produced in the Soviet Union during the Cold War. Her partner, Charlie Rowley, remains critically ill. Wiltshire police say the car was being safely removed and remind the public that the risk of contamination with the agent is low. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Seven-time champion Serena Williams moves on to the semi-finals at Wimbledon. Correspondent Graham Eggars reports.
Serena Williams has been pushed to a third set for the first time in the championship, having to fight back from a set down before beating the Italian shotmaker Camilla Giorgi. Williams, in her biggest test yet, took an hour and 43 minutes before advancing to her 11th All England Club semi-final with a 3-6 and then 6-3, 6-4 victory. Her reward is a showdown with the 12-seeded German Julia Gerges, who beat Kiki Bertens in three. Angelique Kerber stopped the 14th-seed Daria Kasatkina 6-3, 7-5 at the reach a Final Four clash with the 12th-seeded Yelena Ostapenko. Graham Agars, Wimbledon.
The Trump administration is preparing to place tariffs on another $200 billion in Chinese imports, ranging from burglar alarms to mackerel. On Tuesday, the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative published a list of more than 6,000 products and proposed 10% tariffs on them. The office will hear public comments on the plan and will reach a decision after August 31st. Last Friday, the U.S. imposed 25% tariffs on $34 billion in Chinese products, and Beijing responded by hitting tariffs on the same amount of U.S. imports. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.